JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 32, The Development of Ashkenazic Jewry.
In spite of the Crusades and the pogroms, Jewish Ashkenazic life continued to develop. Jews began to move away from the centers of France and of the German Rhineland, deep into Germany, also into Bohemia, and their march eastward, which within a century would take them already to Poland and Lithuania. Jews were engaged in commerce, merchants, laborers, and general handymen. They were subject to extreme persecution by the non-Jewish world. King Louis IX of France, who was defeated in the Third Crusade, came back to France, and there he ordered all of the books of the Talmud in France to be burned publicly in the Great Square in Paris and expelled the Jews from France. The Jews were expelled by King John from England. But they kept on moving eastward and southward into Central and Eastern Europe. Jews were kidnapped, held for ransom. The great rabbi Maharam of Rottenburg, of the German city of Rottenburg, was held by the Duke of Augsburg as a hostage for ransom for 13 years. He refused to allow himself to be ransomed because he said they'll only do it again. When he died, the Duke would not release his body for Jewish burial, also demanding an enormous ransom. His body lay for 13 years more, until finally a wealthy Jew from Mainz ransomed the body. He is buried together with Maharam in the ancient Jewish cemetery of Mainz, the oldest Jewish cemetery that can be recognized today in Europe. These events of persecution and of exile, of movement, did not in any way impede the growth of Ashkenazic Jewry, their faith, their belief, their strength, and therefore it is most remarkable that Ashkenazic Jewry prospered in such terrible circumstances. My name is Beryl Wine, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.